Thinking It Through for Licensed Professionals, Justice Anna Vaughn writes. June 28, 2021. By Justice Anna Vaughn writes, Big Lake, Alaska. The news that real estate agents and FBI agents and IRS agents and bar attorneys and medical doctors and registered nurses and many other licensed professionals are working for the Queen, and that as federal employees and or territorial state of state franchise employees, they are subject to registration under the Foreign Agents Registration Act, even if they are as American as apple pie, has created a shockwave. Many people are waking up and looking around and thinking, perhaps for the first time, why do I have to have a bar card, like a union card, to practice law? Why do I need a license to sell land and houses? It's because you are participating in a foreign guild system and working as the agents of a foreign government. Americans have never had such restrictions. Our government does not license occupations of common right. We don't do things this way, and the only reason that you are being coerced and manipulated, and taxed and harassed, is because foreign subcontractors have been substituting themselves for your lawful American government ever since the Civil War. So, what to do? How can you help? Where does this leave you, if you are dependent on a license to make a living? You can still come home to the land and soil jurisdiction and reclaim your birthright political status as an American. You can still be a loyal member of your state assembly, and you can help us finish the reconstruction, declare the peace, and take back your country and restore your American government. Just like anyone else. The one thing you can't do, until you retire or otherwise leave your licensed profession, is serve as a state citizen. Our state governments require our state citizens to have a singular loyalty and attachment to their state government, so that they have no conflicts of interest when they vote on international issues on behalf of their state. So you can't be a state citizen while acting as a licensed foreign agent, but you can still act as a state national. What if you are in shock to learn that your political status has been changed to a foreign status as a result of your job? What if you don't want to work for the Queen? What if it rubs you the wrong way to take part in these foreign systems and act in a foreign capacity? In most, if not all cases, you can have your cake and eat it, too. Real estate agents can work as a land patent clerks. Bar attorneys can work as counselors of law. Medical doctors can choose to work as private physicians. And so on. Many creative ways have been found to either limit your license or find ways to continue to work without a license, and as the assemblies increase in size and strength, more pressure can be applied to reform the licensing stranglehold of the European guild system, which has been inappropriately imposed upon Americans. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Vaughn Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Source: Thinking It Through for Licensed Professionals, PDF. Remedy: find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives, and have been for over 100 years, by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Vaughn Wright's website, you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea, and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly, you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.